Unit 10. Dialogue 1. Chinese women. Yesterday and today.
The International Working Women's Day is just around the corner, and we'll celebrate this occasion. I wonder what celebration there will be.
Most probably a big celebration meeting and a film afterwards. I've heard the senior students talking about it. But to tell you the truth, I don't see why we still observe this Women's Day. Don't you think men and women in our country are equal? Don't you think they enjoy equal rights? My opinion is that it's only in those countries where women are still fighting for equal rights that it's meaningful for people there to observe this occasion. Don't you agree?
No, I'm afraid not. You see, this is the International Working Women's Day. As long as there are women in this world still fighting for their emancipation, we should stand by them. We observe this day in the hope that we will eliminate discrimination against women worldwide.
You may be right.
Besides, the older generations of Chinese women have come a long way in their fight for emancipation and equal rights with men. We mustn't forget their struggle against feudalist ideas and practices. The improved status of Chinese women came only after a long, long struggle.
Yes, I'm beginning to see your point.
Take my family, for example. My grandmother was illiterate, but not my grandfather.
Take my family, too. In my grandmother's generation, her brothers were at least able to go to middle school, but not my grandmother and her sister and female cousins. Some of them were forced to quit school even before they finished the last year of primary school. I'm the first female college student in my family.
Me too. What deprived the women in the older generation of their right to education was the idea that ignorance is a woman's virtue.
What a terrible idea. At that time, women were regarded inferior to men. A woman was supposed to obey not only her father, but her husband and even her son.
The so-called three obeys for a woman in China's feudal society.
How awful.
But things are quite different today. It has been written into our Constitution that women enjoy equal rights in education and employment, and that they receive equal pay for equal work. Today, quite a number of leading posts in the central and local governments are taken by women.
Yes, Chinese women hold up half the sky, as the saying goes.
Unfortunately, there are still women in many areas of the world who are treated as second-class citizens. The improvement of their political and economic status demands worldwide attention.
I'm convinced that the observation of the International Working Women's Day is very necessary.
Yes, at least it helps to raise people's awareness of the general situation of women across the world.
Dialogue 2.
A small group of Chinese students are in Britain for 6 months on a research scholarship. While in Britain, the City of London has organized a day's tour of London for them by coach and provided a guide. On board the coach, before setting off, the guide gives them a brief introductory talk. Well, good morning, everyone. We'll be leaving in about 10 minutes. But before we set off, I'd like to give you a few details about our tour today. I'm Betty Metcalf, and I'll be accompanying you all day and showing you a few sights of London. First, we'll be passing Westminster and London Bridge, and if we can find somewhere to stop, we'll probably stop there for a short time. After this, we'll be making a tour of central London before lunch. I think we should start. So, are there any questions?
Will we be going to any museums during the tour, please?
Yes. This afternoon we're going to the National Gallery. But I'm afraid we'll only be staying for 1.5 hours because of the shortage of time. Nevertheless, I hope we'll see as much as possible in that time.
Excuse me. I'd like to go to the market area of London. I've heard so much about it. Will we be going there?
Portobello Road? Oh, yes. It's very famous. We'll be making a short stop there later this afternoon, and you'll have the chance to get off the bus and do some walking. And shopping, of course.
Will we be able to do some shopping in Oxford Street and Bond Street?
I'm sorry, no. We definitely won't have time to do that. But since you all seem very interested in doing some shopping, I think later this afternoon we'll probably be able to stop at Harrods, the largest and the most expensive department store in London, for about half an hour.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
Right then, ladies and gentlemen, I think our driver's ready so we can go. I will be pointing out the historical sites and places of interest to you as we go, and if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask.
Reading 1. Women's Liberation, Part 1.
Have you heard of the Women's Liberation Movement? It began in the 1960s. It was started by women who were concerned about their identity, their role in society, and their work, and about the view of women that many people held. Now, many American women are deeply concerned about these things. These women would like better and more interesting lives for all women everywhere. There are many aspects of the women's liberation movement. Some women agree with all of the goals of women's liberation. They want full equality with men in every aspect of life. In marriage, they want husbands and wives to share all of the work and responsibilities of a home and family. In work, they want women and men to have the same jobs and the same chance to succeed. They want women to be paid just as much as men are for the same work. Other women agree with some of the ideas of women's liberation. They want the same pay if they hold the same job as a man. At home, however, they do not expect their husbands to share in the cleaning, cooking, and other household jobs. It is important to remember that the women's liberation movement is not concerned only with concrete issues. The movement is also concerned with attitudes and beliefs. One example of this concern is the issue of a woman's identity. A woman's identity is what she thinks of herself as a person, who she thinks she is, and what she thinks she can do. Some women do not think they are capable of doing anything important. The women's liberation movement would like to help these women improve their view of themselves. Many women who are concerned with women's liberation have taken jobs, have helped others, have raised healthy children, and have done many other things to contribute to their communities. They have shown that they are capable of being good leaders and of doing many important things. A second issue of the women's liberation movement is the question of women's roles. Should a woman work outside the home? Should she work if she is married and has children? Or should she stay home to take care of her husband and children? What will the rest of society think of her if she enters a profession or has a career? What will other people think if she wants to stay home and raise a family? These questions do not have just one correct answer. Every woman must decide her own role. The women's liberation movement is trying to make it possible for a woman to decide what she wants to do. The movement also wants to make it possible for her to do the best and the most she possibly can.